as Jess just stated, it's only days away till we hit July, which is
crazy, right?
Unbelievable.
Plastic Free July is a global movement that is helping millions around the world become a bit of a solution to eliminating single-use plastics.
We use so much of the stuff. North Moreton local Cassie Smith has taken the challenge in previous years and this year invites everybody on the northwest coast to join the challenge. Cassie joins us now. You and your family have been trying to rethink your waste for years now, haven't you?
We have, yes. It's been something that's been a priority in my life, treading very lightly on this earth. And plastic is a good start to try and reduce what we're using, particularly the single-use plastics.
So when you say single-use plastics, we're talking about like Glad wrap and sandwich bags and those sorts of things?
Yes. Drink bottles, huge amount of drink bottles get used every day. There's 1 million water bottles are bought every minute around the world. And that's huge waste that we then have to deal with.
And you see a lot of horror stories when, I think 60 Minutes did a story here a couple of weeks back about our recycling lie here in Australia, where all the things you think are being recycled are actually being thrown to the ground and buried.
Yeah, that's right. Recycling isn't the solution to the problem. Rethinking our waste is. So really thinking hard about what you're using and making better choices is what it's all about. And that's what I'm trying to educate Tasmanians about in my upcoming workshop.
Now, it's a conscious thing as well. I was watching like a How It's Made last night, and as mundane as it is, it was packaging berries, and it was just sort of flicking through at a million miles an hour, packing these berries into plastic packaging.
Yeah.
And I just got a knot in the gut straight away thinking, oh my God, all that plastic, where's it going to go?
That's right. And the fact that it takes 400 years to decompose, that's the point that should stick in everybody's minds, that that little berry container, if it doesn't go to recycling, will still be around here for, how you can do the maths on that one, however many generations to come.
Yeah, it's a worry. Now, you are holding some workshops as part of Plastic Free July. Where and when, Cassie?
I'm holding the workshops at the Reseed Centre in Penguin. Excuse me. And they're on the 7th of July. I'm doing two, so there's one that starts at 10 a.m. and another one that starts at 2 p.m. And so I'll be talking everybody through how they can make some simple changes. You don't have to get on board and do everything, but, you know, just have a look at what I've been doing over the last few years, and I'll talk everybody through each room of our house and what changes you can make. And then we'll get down and have a bit of fun, and we'll make some beeswax wraps, which everyone can take home with them.
And they're becoming trendy and cool, and it's fun to get
reusable.
The kids involved as well. If we can teach our kids the importance of this from a young age, perhaps that's just one more step in the right direction, Cassie.
That's right. The kids can certainly bring along their parents to this one.
And
it is a fun activity. It's a very safe activity for the kids to do. It's something that I do in the schools as well. And then they can, you know, learn how to make a beeswax wraps. That can become their new Glad wrap, and use it in their lunch boxes, so that then they can have a zero waste lunchbox.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think it's so important to start with young people as well, because instilling habits can be a lot easier than breaking habits. Mm. And as adults, we've had these ways of doing things for such a long time, you know, innocently as well, not realising that they were doing any harm at all. But if we can get our young people sort of growing up with a different set of habits, then it might be the best place to start.
That's exactly right.
Hey, Cassie, a couple of ways to find out more. You've got your website, which is myhomesteadingsecrets.com, or if anybody wants to know more about Plastic Free July, simple as plasticfreejuly.org. Thank you for your time this morning. We really appreciate it, and what a great message to send everyone today.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much.